The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Yes, it's time for a trip to the danger zone, and your guide for all the action is David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. New Constructs rates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. It does that by digging in at the footnotes level and then working its way up. What winds up being dangerous? Typically, it's something where the numbers present a misleading picture, and the true picture comes out from that work from the ground up. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. Like I said, David Trainer is the president of New Constructs, and he joins us now. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Celadon Group.
Celadon Group. It's ticker symbol CGI. And what's the problem here?
You know, we saw the markets take a good tumble last week, the end of last week, because of the strong economic news, in particular the employment news. And the reason why we live in a world where what good news means bad news is because the interest rate environment has gotten so messed up. But ultimately, what it means is that interest rates are going to be in the rise. With Celadon, a rise in interest rates represents the end of a long, incestuous relationship with debt and acquisitions. And by that I mean, these guys are going to run out of time where they can borrow money in order to fund a value-destroying, a negative free cash flow-creating business strategy because the cost of debt's going up, and they may not even find anyone willing to loan them money anymore. And so I think we've got a good situation here, Chuck, where the catalyst is sort of clear and present in this case, and we've got a business that's been destroying value and has a, as usual, pretty extreme valuation.
This is really interesting, David, because you say the catalyst is pretty evident. And I would think that if any company could maybe buffalo somebody if they had bad financials, it might be a company like Celadon. Now, here's why I say that. Celadon, for my audience who maybe doesn't know, again, it's ticker CGI, is a trucking company, right? Where a lot of times we're talking about newfangled businesses and how sexy they are and how that sex appeal sometimes overrides the underlying numbers. These guys, they do truckload transportation. It's long haul, regional stuff, intermodal kind of transportation, classic stuff. And in the trucking business, well, everything has been boosted by, you know, as long as energy costs have come down, that has been sort of everybody's good luck charm here in that business. So my assumption would be that as long as oil prices stayed down, there wouldn't be a catalyst. There's a catalyst to ignore the financials. So how bad have these financials got to be if this can come to roost at a time that should be good for the company?
The problem is it's not been so good for the company, despite the fact that they've shown positive earnings or accounting earnings growth. We've seen negative free cash flow the last couple of years, actually negative $500 million in free cash flow. It comes back to this acquisition strategy that we've talked about in the past, how acquisitions, despite the fact they could be terrible for cash flow, can still be good for accounting earnings just because of a loophole, the way acquisitions are accounted for. And so they've done 34 acquisitions since 1995. The strategy worked, actually, from 2001 to 2006. You know, our model doesn't really go back before 1998, right? But 2001 to 2006, yeah, we saw that the acquisition strategy worked. And I think that's what's led investors to believe that it's still working despite the fact that it isn't. Because ever since 2006, the return on invested capital of the business has been on a steady decline down to 3% from what was about 9% in 2006. So the economics of the business are going down. And yes, they're in a business that's not like these cloud stocks or some of these security stocks where really there may not be a business there. Sure, there's going to be trucking for a long time. But these guys amongst their peers are a lot less profitable. They got the lowest return on invested capital in the group that we're looking at. Landstar, for example, and J.B. Hunt, two large competitors, their returns on invested capital are 22% and 15%. These are efficient operators that are going to be poised to take share from a firm that's not as efficient and really losing money. They're having to borrow money to keep the acquisition engine going. And I think investors need to be reminded that acquisitions mean you've got Wall Street support, which means Wall Street's going to keep the stock boosted and up so they continue to do acquisitions because acquisitions make Wall Street a lot of money. So we think this is an accident, a train wreck, or a truck wreck waiting to happen. And we think the fact that interest rates are on the rise means that the clock is just, it's ticking for when these guys are going to have an earnings miss because their cost of debt's going to go up, or they're going to have to issue shares, which means dilution. The cash flows aren't there, and they've been borrowing from Paul to pay Peter, and Paul's prices are going up.
How bad could this get when the market wakes up to this? How ugly is it going to be?
Well, we're showing they need significant profit growth just to have a positive equity value because the amount of debt in the business is huge, and they've got debt of $584 million or 146% of the market cap. And so you take that into account, we actually get a negative value on the no growth value of the business. So there's more debt than there is existing cash flow to pay for at this point. However, let's give them a little bit of credit. Let's just say they grow after-tax cash flow by 6% compounded annually for 10 years. They do that, the stock's worth $2. Now, to put that in perspective, $14 a share today implies that they're going to grow cash flows by 9% compounded annually for over 15 years. We think that's optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, and 9%'s not out. It's not outrageous at 9%. It's not like somewhere you're telling us, hey, they got to grow them for 20% for two decades. But 9%, and again, that's at 14.5. If you just go back to, as you pointed out, a much more reasonable figure and don't look at it optimistically, $2 a share. Ooh. Again, the catalyst for you could be any time at this point.
I think so. I mean, I think they're poised for an earnings miss. I mean, look, they've needed to borrow money to fund the acquisitions, right? The acquisitions keep earnings going up even if cash flows are down. So there's only so much time that strategy can exist. They borrowed a bunch more money last year, so we saw debt go up a lot. The question is, if they are able to borrow money, it's going to be more expensive. That's going to hurt earnings. They may not be able to borrow any more money, considering the fact that their total debt load is over 120% of their market cap, in which case they stop the acquisition engine and they can't grow earnings from that way either. And really the underlying faulty economics of the business truly come home to roost. They can't mask it with more sort of false earnings growth from acquisitions.
It is Celadon Group, ticker symbol CGI, currently trading in the 14.5 range. And a better price, according to David Trainer, would be $2 a share. Yeah, to say the company is in the danger zone, quite the understatement. David Trainer, president from New Constructs, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Remember, if you want more information on Celadon Group, on why it's in the danger zone, or on how New Constructs does its research, go to newconstructs.com. On Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, November 9th edition of Money Life. Up next, the second of our two big interviews today, this with Alan Gale from Ridgeworth Investments. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.